Bristol Bay's summer fishing season brings with it an influx of thousands of fishermen and processor workers into small communities around the region. In the letter, the Cheryong Tribal Council and the City of Dillingham said that there was no way to limit their community's exposure to the virus, even with the current requirement for processors to submit quarantine plans for their workers. In the letter, they write, quote, "There is no way to prevent a potential mass disease situation when a few hundred people are in close proximity with each other," unquote. Thomas Tilden is the first chief of the Cheryong Tribal Council. He says that if the state allows the fishery to go forward, a comprehensive and effective plan must be in place to protect residents, something that he hasn't seen so far.
We had better have a real good plan up front by all of us to make sure that, you know, we're not exposed to this virus.
The region has limited healthcare resources for its permanent residents. The city and tribes say it can't handle additional outside patients. Quote, "We must decide now whether those resources should be devoted to current residents or instead to a temporary labor force," unquote. The state has designated fishermen as critical infrastructure and required processors to submit health and safety plans to the state in order to operate. The city and tribe wrote that while they appreciate that processors have shared plans with them, they do not want to rely on corporations to ensure residents' safety. They emphasize that no regional entities have the ability to limit the movements of fishery workers. Tilden says that's already apparent.
They're already coming here. And just one of them brings the virus. I mean, it's not going to be good for us.
The letter also urges the governor to act immediately. 2 weeks ago, the Cheryong tribe declared a state of emergency and disaster for the tribal community. The city council passed a resolution Thursday restricting travel into Dillingham. There are no reported cases in the region as of Tuesday morning. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.